Kansas Real Estate Headlines, Kansas Register of Deeds Association, recording fee resource for KS Pros. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association website provides information about the organization and a fee schedule for recording documents in Kansas. Real estate professionals in KS rely on accurate recording fees and deed information to price transactions correctly and ensure smooth closings. Bookmark httkssrod.com/ for current Kansas recording fees and Register of Deeds resources. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Johnson County Building Permits, What KS Real Estate Pros Need to Know. Johnson County provides building permits for properties located in the unincorporated areas of the county. Real estate professionals in KS need to verify permit requirements and compliance status for transactions involving unincorporated Johnson County properties. Review permit requirements at https://www.docogov.org/departments/building-codes/building-permits before listing or closing on unincorporated Johnson County properties. Kansas Real Estate Headlines, Kansas Public Records Directory now online for property research. A new online directory provides centralized access to Kansas public records for research purposes. Real estate professionals in KS can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and access county-level records more efficiently. Bookmark htpublicrecords.netronline.com/state-ks as your starting point for Kansas public records research. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some KS jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.